Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Chris Young.
I'm John King.
And I'm David Lesneski.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
Been thinking about something, an app or a program that I'd like to create. We all hear everyone when they're together, whether it be on a date between a male and a female, or people, buddies, whatever, and someone says, you know, hey, what do you want to do? We say, I don't know. What do you want to do, or what do you want to eat? This app picks the best choice for all of you based on, like, your common trends. So it would have some type of a algorithm or whatever that fancy word is that computer programmers know. And like if you were on a date and you said, I don't know, what do you want to eat? Then you would also have the ability to not have it be blamed on you. Like if you pick the wrong thing, the spouse or the date or the buddies or whoever, we could just blame it on technology.
I think that's a great idea. So it gives you a suggestion. You don't have to use it, right? Or does it?
Right. It doesn't have to use it, but it might come with some type of like a little bit of a thing where it says, are you sure you don't want to listen to me? You know, idiot kind of thing, because it somehow takes into account all the things that you like that all the other people like and somehow merges those to the best agreeable idea. So I'm not sure how that would work or if you would have to have everything linked.
I was going to say, like, I've got kind of like an app like that, not like for food and stuff, but for like one of the board games I play. It's a deck builder board game with a bunch of different expansions and stuff. So you can put in like the different expansions in there, or if you've just got the core set of the characters or the different tools and stuff in the game, you can set up your parameters of what you have or how you want to play the game, and you hit just random on there, and it just picks out characters, scenarios, all that stuff for you. So you could, like, put in, like, okay, maybe someone's like, Chinese, or I want Italian, Mexican, or whatever, but you just throw in a couple different ones there from different people, and then just hit the button, and okay, we're going to have Thai, you know, something like that.
I'm thinking this is even more AI or whatever the word is, or more intelligent than that, that it's learned who you are by your past choices on things and somehow comes together and like runs whatever X's and O's or ones and zeros it can come up with and picks out of all of the people that are standing in proximity or on this journey together, which is best. And I don't know how that would work, because obviously I'm not worried about that part of it. I'm just the idea guy. But I think it would come in handy for the, I don't know what you want to eat. I don't know. And then you pick something, or I don't know, what do you want to watch? And you pick the wrong thing, and then you're in trouble for the next, you know, 30 to 40 minutes that you have to deal with that person.
So, like, if it learns based on like your stuff that you've gotten before, I feel like that would be problematic, because it's like, for me, it would just be like Smirnoff Ice and a 7-Eleven taquito.
It would have a bias. It would have a bias. Like we know from your choices that having Taco Bell and expecting to seal the deal at the end of the night isn't going to
or like the algorithm to get thrown off by like the last bad food choice you did have, like, you know, if you're not a fan of like Indian food or something like that, you had it one time and then it just kind of got thrown into the mix there, and like, oh man, now I'm having Indian, and like, I know how that went last time too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the total ramifications or problems could be, but I think the age-old, you know, not being able to agree or agree on something would be sort of mitigated, sort of, because you can blame someone else, and that's all what we're for is blame, right?
Yeah, definitely make it anonymous.
Right.
Well, if you had a meal that sucked, you could go into the app maybe afterwards and tell it that, so it doesn't put it, like, on YouTube. If you watch a video and you realize, oh, shit, this is some crazy political Nazi person, you can go into your YouTube history and delete it out of there.
You don't want the one Nazi video to ruin your YouTube algorithm.
Yeah, it has a scrub feature, right? It would have a scrub feature, just like if it was, just like if there was one person that always, you know, was a pain in the ass when you're doing this, you could, like, have it sort of exclude their, you know, their choices and be like, ah, that guy's an idiot anyways. We don't want to hear what he has to say. Even if the computer's deciding, we don't want to hear what she has to say.
It's always Applebee's.
Right.
That's another thing. It's like, well, have you had Mexican three times in a row and are you sick of it? Maybe you could deduce that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have a name for it yet.
Mixing bowl. I don't know. Something like where it's just like blended up or like there's like this. I feel like Blender is an app or something like that. I don't know what for, but I feel like there's an app name.
There is an app name. I just kind of had, you know, you do you. I don't know if that's, you know, if that means if you make bad choices, that's what you're going to do at the end of the night anyways. I don't know.
So I'm thinking like travel agent, someone who recommends things, but for food, my hotel person who recommends stuff. What are the types of people who recommend things?
Oh, you mean like a concierge, like at the hotel desk?
Food concierge.
Yeah.
The influencer or something like that. I don't know. It was just an idea. Like, we've all hopefully been there where you've been out with a group of people or someone and you're just kind of like, all right, this is crazy. Let's make a choice. And inherently that choice becomes, okay. And someone's feelings are put off. So this would sort of take that out of there because they all would have some, you know, some hand in it because your phone or whatever you have on you would sort of talk to each other's phone and figure out the best.
I feel like it's a good app that you could almost apply to like TV or movies too. Like
that's what I was saying too. Like,
yeah, not just for food, but like for everything.
Yeah, not just for food, but like a movie, you know, what to watch on Netflix before you chill and all the other stuff. I don't know. It was just an idea. It kind of is pretty broad. And like I said, now that I don't have to do the application of it, I just wait for when I see it out in the world somewhere, and then I can say, oh, damn, I just had the idea. So
you could even do it for work lunch meetings.
Yeah. So
if there's a lot of people, it would be like, who's a vegan? Who's allergic to peanuts or whatever? It's like
allergy thing's a good one because you could always just kind of like, okay, we'll stay away from those things, like shellfish especially.
Yeah.
There's this thing where a lot of restaurants, you order something for work lunch meetings, and they give you half of the veggie stuff, even though nobody eats the veggie stuff, like in the pack of tacos or something or of whatever. And it's like, well, maybe this could help the restaurant divvy up the things in an actual rational proportion so there's not a bunch of veggie stuff left over every single time. I don't know if you guys ever saw Watson, the computer on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
It did something that that was maybe 5 years ago by now, maybe even longer. It did a thing that I thought was cool. Sorry to interrupt, David, but it said, like, why it came up with the decision, like, 70% likely this thing, 30% likely this thing. Mm-hmm. So if it gave you a recommendation, it might have a few bullet points of why. It might say, the wife just had Mexican with her friends at work for lunch today. This restaurant, the waiting line is an hour and a half. I don't know if I could figure that out, but it might have reasons.
And it would also, like, one of the reasons would be, well, like, one person has picked more than the other person, right? So one person has been the one that's made the decision, 43.7% of the time to the other person's 23.8% of the time. And you're like, oh, that person's a jerk then. So,
I think one cool thing that maybe you could do is try to recommend something that you've never been to before based on your past, like, likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it sees that everyone likes seafood. And so it's like, oh, well, there's a seafood place you haven't been to before. And you could try that.
Yeah.
Not funny, just a real thing.
No. For real, yeah, no.
Yeah, maybe you could put, like, are you looking for new things? Like, when you set up the app. Or even, like, it'd be cool if there was an app that had, like, daily specials. Like, things that they don't normally carry. Seasonal things.
Secret menu stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I also thought, now that we're thinking, right, that it would also have some way to, like, clue you in if after the decision was made, or say whatever, that if people sort of bitched about it, or like, well, that Becky, she always, you know, whatever. I don't know if that, so you can see then, like, okay, so that it learned, like, all right, let's either exclude that person from our friend group, or, yeah, I don't know.
Donna just went to the bathroom. Run. Leave.
Right.
Go right now.
She had Mexican for lunch yesterday.
Put a little less weight in her choice, her picks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you get a couple bad demerits, the computer thinks less of you than the rest of the people do with, or the computer lets you think less of her without her knowing, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, there's a lot of facets there, and I think as life becomes more complicated, hopefully it becomes easier. Right, that's the goal of technology.
Yeah, well, what I like about it, too, is, like, not only does it protect the feelings of the person who you're not trying to offend, it also could, like, prevent the know-it-all person, too, from, like, giving a weird recommendation or, like, oh, you got to try this place. Like, it's super exclusive, or, like, they have this one thing that's really good. And
well, and it would even –
yeah.
Yeah, it would even, like – I don't know how it would know this other than it would probably – somehow be able to see, like, say you're going to split all the financials via Venmo, right? Like, we go to the thing, we pay our bill. It would know how much money somebody's working with and not recommend, like, Ruth's Chris when people are on Culver's sort of budget.
Like, places without alcohol, so your buddy doesn't get drunk and humiliate the group.
Right.
I had several ideas. One of them is, like, you're kind of skirting around the edge of it, which is something that finds food, but it's specifically cheap food.
Sure.
Like, so you only have like $7 on you. This is what you can get. And I called it horse meat.
Yeah, okay.
I would think horse meat would be more expensive than normal meat.
Maybe.
Unless it's like nobody wants to eat it because of morals or queasiness, and so therefore it's cheap. But otherwise, if it was like a delicacy, you'd think there'd be less of it than other types of meat around.
Yeah, I think horses are just cute.
Yeah.
But in relation, okay, so think of this, right? Everyone says horses, you know, this, oh, they're so, but how many people have you heard other than like watching rodeo or things like that actually just gotten taken out by a cow, where horses like are kind of jerks in general and hurt a lot more people than cows do, and yet the cow has the sort of, you know, The horse has this sort of elevated plateau where people think highly of it, even though it's kind of a jerk to a lot of people. And it's like, the cow's a little better. So actually, no, I'm just taking that way too far and wrong.
I used to joke like all the time, like what's one, like the one animal that like you could never like eat or like be a weird animal to eat. I always thought like penguin would be the one with like, like, it kind of crosses the line because people find penguins a little cute, but also, like, I mean, they're eaten by, I believe, the Inuit people, too.
Yeah, polar bears and other animals eat them for a reason. They must be tasty.
Exactly.
A lot of fat in the meat.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I bet that's really good, actually. Now I want to try penguin now. No, I don't know.
And if you use Chris's app, you're going to get a penguin suggestion now, so there you go.
Like that Chinese sort of wheel of all the animals, and it's, you know, it just spins, and whichever one lands on the needle, that's the one you eat tonight.
It's like those toys, like the cow goes moo.
Right, yeah, see and say. Well, the cow no longer goes moo because it just got shot.
Yeah, you could do it for takeout too. Do they support takeout? How quickly can you get the food based on how hungry you are, or maybe there's all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, so like I said, I've taken what I thought was, you know, fairly simple, like trying to cure that awkward dance of what you're going to do, what you're going to eat, and all that stuff, and now we've made it way huge, and that's cool.
I actually think it's a really great idea, like, for real. Like, most of the ideas on the podcast are silly, but, like, AI, it's like, this is the time for AI, and that's what that is. And it's, right. Like, one of the simplest possible uses of AI. You've got a list of things, and it helps pick a thing. It's like, it's not processing crazy images and trying to get the finger count right and all the weird shit sure, that AI yeah, is no, doing.
I'll have to get a hold of Zuck and see what he's up to tonight. Mark, if you're listening, that's Chris Young, not the country singer like they thought I was when I was playing the club in Raleigh, North Carolina. So.
I'm a unemployed computer programmer. I'm half tempted to see if, with your permission, if I can find a couple other unemployed bums that I used to work with and see if we can actually do that.
Yeah, I know you're pretty astute at that. So if you can make the idea and I can at least get enough revenue to impress my kid by taking her to one of those restaurants, we're in.
Cool. Any last comments about this idea?
It's brilliant.
Let's wrap it up with that. Any shows or podcasts or things you guys want to plug before we go?
I am doing a fun little show on Wednesday at 734 Brewing in Ypsilanti. And we were talking about magic. I am going to be doing magic at that show in addition to comedy. Awesome. So that should be a fun thing.
Going to be in Indianapolis Friday and Saturday night at Helium. Next week, going to do some shows in North Carolina and Virginia. And the end of the month, up at the casino in Escanaba. So check me out, ChrisYoungComic.com.
You can always check out the Mexican 734 on Insta and Threads and Comedy by David on Facebook for just whatever I'm thinking or whatever I got going on.
I'm doing a show in Kalamazoo on Thursday. Meet me at Valhalla. I'm doing a thing online called Gaming McFitness, where I build video game controllers into fitness machines. And so I have one for a rowing machine. I modified an omnidirectional treadmill that I bought. I have one for a treadmill. I'm eventually going to build one for a jump rope. Some of them are sort of silly, but you can play video games while working out. I don't sell them. I just use them. Eventually, maybe I'll get to one to sell, but it's a hobby thing I do. It's on Twitch and Kick and all of the YouTube, all of the streaming platforms. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.